With Australia facing its fastest inflation in 16 years, a split has emerged between the Australian Labor Party and the union movement over wages. The Australian Treasurer, Wayne Swan, has urged unions to show restraint when it comes to wage claims so as not to further fuel an interest rate rise. But the Australian Council of Trade Unions has hit back, saying the rising cost of living should be reflected in workers' take-home pay, and it's a fight it won't be backing away from. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley reports.
They're normally on the same side, but Labor and the unions have found something to disagree on. And it's this comment from the Federal Treasurer, Wayne Swan, that's causing the rift.
What I would say to everybody, employers, employees or unions, is that there will need to be some restraint to get us through this inflationary problem.
It's advice the ACTU president, Sharon Burrow, won't be taking.
You can't put the blame for an overheated economy at the door of working families struggling to pay their bills.
The ACTU says the rising price of petrol and groceries and spiralling housing costs mean wages must keep pace with inflation, and that's the minimum the unions will be fighting for in the year ahead.
While it's important to get the balance right, while it's important that inflation is controlled, we would reject any notion that you'd have a real wage cut for working families.
So what sort of wage rise do Australians deserve in the year ahead?
Look, that will depend on the industry, the sector, the environment in which bargaining takes place. But now that we can get back to a bargaining environment, then employers and unions can sit at the table and work that out.
Could we not see some wage restraint in the coming year, given that the government is giving Australians a substantial tax cut?
The critical piece is that the balance is there and that working families maintain their capacity to pay their mortgages. We don't want to see the economy that the US has, where more and more families are defaulting on mortgages, where credit institutions are absolutely at the brink of collapse.
The Federal Treasurer says that $30 billion in tax cuts promised during the election campaign will proceed. He says hard-working Australians deserve a reward.
Samantha Hawley reporting.